It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are there. It is week one of the high school football season. Football season is officially here after what seems to be a long wait in the off season. We are mere minutes away from the kickoff of the 2025 high school football season, and then of course football season in general. We are loaded too. We're going to talk about all of the games that are going on. I'm going to give you my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I'm going to rank my top 10 college teams because it's not the same as the AP, because I think the AP is dumb. And we'll preview week one of the college football season. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so we have got, God almighty, I've talked about this for the last 2 weeks. Week one of the high school football slate is nuts. A lot of non-region games, sure, but the non-region games are across the board. Goliath playing Goliath. That's really what we've got, or like really, really good rivalries going on. So let's just go ahead and jump into it. From South Georgia, right? Like that's kind of what we do. One of the premier games that is going on Friday night. The Brunswick High Pirates will sail down to Kingsland to play the Camden County Wildcats at Chris Gilman Stadium. A lot of hype around this football game. Brunswick can score with anybody. Brunswick's going to score a ton of points. They are loaded offensively. Defensively, you know, that's going to be, for the Pirates, that's going to determine how good this team is how well the defense plays. With Camden, you don't really know what you have offensively. You're looking at two quarterbacks. Who knows which one's going to start? Who knows which one's going to play? I do know that at least for the beginning part of the season, they're going to go with a two-quarterback system. A little bit of a reload going on down in Kingsland with the Wildcats. They lost a good bit, especially defensively. So we'll see how well they reload. A little bit younger of a team for the Wildcats. So I'm going to take the Brunswick High Pirates. I'm picking the Pirates to go to Chris Gilman and win the football game. Benedictine goes to the hog pen to play Colquitt. BC looked really good in the scrimmage last week against Camden. Went against the Wildcats toe for toe. Colquitt, though, let's just be honest, that's a different animal. Colquitt is probably the premier team, the best team in South Georgia altogether, bar none. I'm going to take Colquitt, especially at home in the Hogs Pen. They don't lose in Moultrie. It just doesn't happen. Jenkins will go over to the Concrete Palace to play the Lowndes County Vikings. Jenkins, not a bad football team, but man, I'm telling you, I've experienced it firsthand. I've seen some craziness happen in the Concrete Palace. Lowndes is a tough place to go and win a football game. Give me the Lowndes County Vikings to win that game. Griffin heads to Tift County to play the Tift Blue Devils. You know what? Give me Griffin to go to Tifton and win. Tucker at Valdosta, another really tough place to win a football game. Tucker's a good football team. Valdosta's a couple of classifications higher. You're going to Bazemore Hyder. You're probably not going to win there. Give me Valdosta. Bradwell at Liberty, a little bit of a rivalry game here. Liberty and Bradwell, you know, this, I do think this will be a close game. I do think this will be a close game. I think this will be a competitive game. Give me Liberty at home. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets trying to rebound from an abysmal 2024. The Glen Academy Red Terriers in their own right trying to rebound from what was a disappointing season in 2024 for them as well. Game is between the Bricks and Glen County Stadium. I really think that Glen's got a little bit more firepower than what Wayne has. So give me the Red Terriers to get off on the right foot in week one and win the football game. New Hampstead at South Effingham. South Effingham is not very good. New Hampstead is better. So we'll take New Hampstead to go on the road and beat the Mustangs. Southeast Bullock at Statesboro, huge rivalry game. These two teams have played a good bit recently. I think like maybe this is their fourth straight meeting maybe. Statesboro won the first two. Southeast Bullock broke through last year and beat the Blue Devils in Brooklet. Southeast Bullock's got to go to historic Womack to play the Blue Devils at their place. Give me Southeast Bullock to make the short trip over into Statesboro and win at Womack Field. Bainbridge at Coffey. Give me Coffey in this football game, especially being at home in Douglas. Lee County at Warner Robins. You talk about two powerhouses getting off, starting off the season. This is nuts for a week one game. Lee will head to Warner Robins. Give me Lee County to win the football game. Appling County will make a venture over to the Swamp in Waycross to play the Ware County Gators. The Gators surprised me a little bit last week. They scrimmaged Brunswick High, and that game ended in like a 34-34 tie, something like that. I didn't see Ware County being able to score 34 points, just basically from what they do. But they did. They scored 34 points on that Brunswick High defense. Appling is going to go over. Of course, you know, Appling coming off of that, I guess if you want to use the word scandal, whatever, where they had an ineligible player ruled by the GHSA. That's going to be a really good football game. Two really good football teams. Give me the Ware County Gators at home in the Swamp. Another really tough place to go and win a football game. Islands heads down to Darien to play McIntosh County Academy. Let me tell you something. Very quietly, Coach Bradley Warren has done a really good job over there with the Buccaneers in Darien, and I think they're a favorite to win their region, and I think they're going to have a phenomenal year. Go ahead and pencil them in as a dark horse to make a deep playoff run when we get there. They'll beat Islands at home, and I think they'll do it handily. Johnson at Bryan County. Bryan County, the Redskins, had a huge breakthrough year last year. Great season. They'll be hosting Johnson. Give me Bryan County to win the football game. Long County at Vidalia. Look, I've been saying for years that Long County is getting better. Long County is beginning to make strides to being a little bit more reputable of a program. They're going to have their chance here on the road at Vidalia to prove me right. I'm going to pick Vidalia to win the football game. Tatnall at Claxton. I don't know that there are too many places that you can go that's almost as easy as a guaranteed win as right now in Claxton. So give me Tatnall on the road to beat the Claxton Tigers. Clinch County at Bacon County. Give me Clinch to win the football game. That will be close to start with. I think Clinch pulls away late. Charlton at Brantley. This is a really intriguing game. Look, last week in the scrimmage, Charlton County got beat by Berrien County. Brantley County went over to St. Simons and played Frederica, and it was offensively, it was like watching paint dry between those two teams. Both teams really struggled in the scrimmage offensively. But I did see some things from Brantley that makes – I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. I'm picking Brantley County at home in Caney Bay, what would be considered an upset, to upset Charlton County. This is also a big-time rivalry game, too, so don't sell it short. Fitzgerald at Irwin, another big-time football game in South Georgia. Fitzgerald's on the road, but give me Fitzgerald, ranked in the top 10 in the state, to go on the road and win the football game. Washington at Jeff Davis. I like Jeff Davis. That region, that's the same region that Brantley's in. They've got three teams that are in the top 10 in the state in that region. So really what you're looking at, outside of those three teams, you're looking for who's going to win the four seed. And really it's going to come down to Berrien County. It's going to come down to Brantley, and it's going to come down to Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis, from what I've been told, is very fast. Maybe not so. Maybe they don't have a lot of size, but they're very quick. So give me Jeff Davis at home to beat Washington. Swainsboro at Dublin, another big-time rivalry game. These two teams separated by maybe 30 miles off of I-16. Swainsboro did not have the year that they had hoped they would. Dublin did. And I think Dublin at home gets it done over in Lawrence County. Give me Dublin to beat Swainsboro. Savannah Christian at Whitefield. I don't think this is a contest. I like Savannah Christian a lot. I think they're going to do big things this year. Give me the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. Charlotte Country Day takes a trip down to Savannah to play Savannah Country Day. Those private schools in Savannah typically are pretty good. Give me Savannah Country Day to beat Charlotte Country Day. Dooley at Toombs County. Give me Toombs County at home. Another really interesting game here. This one over in Twin City in Emmanuel County. Wilcox at Emmanuel County Institute. Wilcox is a really good football team. I've been hearing a lot of really good things about some things going on over in Twin City. Give me ECI to win this football game at home. Frederica travels up I-95 to play the Savannah Blue Jackets. Give me Frederica to win the football game. I actually got an opportunity to attend one of their practices this week, and they've got a kid at tight end that looks really, really good. They're going to utilize him a lot offensively. If they can get the ball to him, they're going to be okay offensively. But give me Frederica to beat Savannah. Houston at Brookwood. Houston heads up the road to the Atlanta area to play Brookwood. I like Houston a lot. I also think that they're going to do big things. Give me Houston to win the football game. Eagles Landing at Northside Warner Robins. Eagles Landing, a very good, traditionally good program. Northside Warner Robins. I think this game's a lot closer than what people think, but I'll take Northside to win the football game. Calvary Day goes to Beach. This game will be over by the half. Calvary Day is going to woodshed Beach. Portal at Bullock Academy. They're going to be playing in the Irk Russell Classic. Bullock Academy, of course, coming off their GISA state championship. Portal has done fantastic things as far as making themselves a reputable, respectable program in the last half decade. This will be a good football game. I'm going to take the defending GISA state champions to beat Portal. Man, we are there. All sorts of games everywhere. Week one of the high school football season. Let's go. Let's go. Kick that thing off.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Buckle in, the high school football season kicks off now. A ton of great games around the state. The Brunswick High Pirates sail down I-95 to Kingsland to take on Camden at Chris Gilman. Southeast Bullock buzzes over to Womack Field to take on rival Statesboro. Wayne County looks to sting the Glen Academy Red Terriers between the bricks in Brunswick. And the Knights of Frederica will venture up to Savannah to take on the Savannah Blue Jackets. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
I was over on St. Simon's last night. I was at a Frederica Academy coaches show, and one of the patrons there, one of the folks attending the coaches show, happened to be sitting at a table next to me, and or I was sitting at a table next to him, rather. And he introduced himself and said that he listened to the show and loved the show, and his favorite segment of the show was this, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So I'm super, super appreciative that we have listeners all over the place, and that happens. It's very humbling, and thank all of you for your listenership, because there have been folks that have come up to me at different places, whether I'm down in Camden, St. Simon's, over in Jessup, up in Statesboro. It's awesome. So thank you guys so much for listening. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Okay, so now it is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So last week, and again, if you're not familiar, I'll go ahead and run this down for you. This is how this works. To be eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you must be south of I-16 or roundabout, or I-75 roundabout or east. So it's that little square, basically, roundabout I-16 and south, roundabout I-75 and east. If you're in that geographical area, you are eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Here's how this works. There is a formula. I do not pick these teams out of the clear blue sky just because of how I feel. There is a formula. Factors in all sorts of different things. Strength of schedule, quality wins, blowout losses, blowout wins, who you've beaten, who you've lost to, all the things that should be in a power ranking. The formula takes those things into consideration. So last week, our first preseason poll, right before the season started, We had number one Pierce, two Bullock Academy, three Camden, four Brunswick, five Valdosta, six Houston, seven Benedictine, eight Ware, nine Coffee, and 10 Savannah Christian. Okay, so we do have one new entry and one team fell out. The team that fell out was the Houston County Bears. Okay, so making their debut in the second edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings preseason, second edition, the Brantley County Herons check in at number 10, winning a varsity portion of their scrimmage game 7-0 against the Frederica Academy Knights last week. That was on the road under the Oaks, as the St. Simons locals like to say. I like in the Bloody Marsh because it sounds better. But 7-0 winners, the Brantley County Herons, in the varsity portion of that game. So Brantley checks in at number 10. That'll make David Shores very happy. At number 9, falling six spots, playing the Benedictine Cadets in a scrimmage game last week. And again, like I said, Benedictine went toe-to-toe with the Camden County Wildcats. So falling six spots from 3 to 9, the Camden County Wildcats clock in at number 9. At 8, holding strong at number 8 from last week, they stay there, the Ware County Gators. And I was really impressed with Ware's offense. Again, I did not see them scoring 34 points against the Brunswick High Pirates because it's just, it's not what they do. They're more of a ball control offense, run the ball between the tackles. Yeah, they'll throw it some, but boy, they threw it a lot against Brunswick. And they ran the ball really well. I don't know if that is indicative that Ware County's offense is really, really good, or maybe the Brunswick High defense needs a lot of work. I don't know. We'll find that out as the season goes, but Ware County at number 8. At number 7, moving up three spots in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders move up three spots from 10 to 7 at number 6. Falling two spots, the Brunswick High Pirates fall from 4 to 6. I guess mostly the formula factored in that they gave up 34 points to a team that typically doesn't score 34 points. But at the same time, they also scored 34 themselves. And it was pretty much what you would expect from the Brunswick High offense. They're going to score a lot of points. They can run the ball. They've got a very talented quarterback. Their tight end is committed to go to Florida. I mean, they are going to be legit. They're going to score a ton. They can score with anybody in the state. I promise you, they will not be run off the field by anybody. At number 5, staying at number 5, the Valdosta Wildcats. I think Valdosta is one of those teams in that region that have a real chance at a number 2 seed. Camden's another one that I think has got a real chance at a 2 seed. At number 4, as I mentioned, Benedictine played down in Camden, went toe-to-toe with the Wildcats. They move up three spots. Benedictine goes from 7 to 4. So the Cadets, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, preseason edition 2, the 4th-ranked team. At number 3, moving up six spots, super impressed, the Coffee County Trojans. Or it doesn't really matter if I'm impressed, right, because there's a formula. The Coffee County Trojans move up six spots from 9 to number 3. At number 2, holding strong at number 2, the Bullock Academy Gators. I still feel like they're probably the best overall team in the GISA. We'll have an opportunity to watch them play. But at number 2, again, for the second consecutive week, the Bullock Academy Gators in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And the number 1 team again for the second consecutive week. Now moving into the regular season, the Pierce County Bears. They scrimmaged Glen Academy last week, looked really good. I like Pierce County a lot. It is tough to go to Blackshear and win a football game in the Bears Den. It is very difficult to do. So number 1, Pierce. Let's recap, shall we? At number 10, Brantley County. At number 9, Ware County. Excuse me, Camden County. At number 8, Ware County. 7, Savannah Christian. At number 6, the Brunswick High Pirates. At number 5, the Valdosta Wildcats. 4, the Benedictine Cadets. At number 3, the Coffee County Trojans. Number 2, the Bullock Academy Gators. And the number 1 team for the second consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Pierce County Bears. And we're going to get a chance to watch a lot of these teams play this week. And so we'll get a better feel. You know, all these scrimmage games, you know, you don't really know. So we'll get a much better feel. And I would predict that you're going to see an incredibly different top 10 power rankings after the first week of the season than what you're being told right now. That's just my prediction. High school season week one. Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
With high school football season kicking off, that also means that college football is right behind it. And so we're going to look at week one of the college football games, and I'm going to tell you who's going to win the games because that's kind of what I'm good at. Man, I am beyond excited that we have finally gotten to the point where football is here. All right, so let's go. Week one, number 22, Iowa State at number 17, Kansas State. Give me Iowa State to go on the road and win the football game. 25, Boise State at South Florida. Boise State will go to Tampa, and they will win the football game. Long trek across the country, but Boise State's a much better team than South Florida. Western Illinois at 12, Illinois. Give me the Illini to win the football game at home. Number one, Texas travels to the Shoe to play number three, Ohio State. Huge football game. A lot of seeding implications later down the road in the high school football playoff, probably. Give me Texas. I think Texas is far and away the best team in the country. Give me Texas to go on the road and beat Ohio State in the Shoe. Syracuse versus number 24, Tennessee in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tennessee got a lot of quarterback issues. There's a lot of talk that the kid they had transfer in from App State is not going to be able to play effectively in the SEC. Give me Tennessee to win the football game, but I think this might be close. Old Dominion at number 20, Indiana. Give me Indiana at home. Nevada at number 2, Penn State. Look, I think Texas is the best team in the country, and the AP likes Penn State at number 2. I've said this before. I get it. I get why they're ranked there, mostly because of Allard at quarterback. I'll take Penn State to win the game, but I'm not completely sold on them being a top 2 team in the country. Marshall at number 5, Georgia in Athens. Give me Georgia to smoke Marshall. And we'll get a good look at Gunnar Stockton as well. Number 8, Alabama at Florida State. When this game was originally scheduled, it looked good on paper. It looked like it was going to be something special. Florida State did not hold up its end of the bargain last year. I think they're going to be hard-pressed. Give me Alabama to win the football game handily. South Dakota at 22, Iowa State. Give me 22, Iowa State at home. I like the Cyclones in this game, obviously. Montana at number 7, Oregon. Oregon will win in a blowout. Illinois State at 18, Oklahoma. I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm surprised that not only is Oklahoma ranked, I'm surprised that they're ranked as high as they are. I think they're very overrated. They're going to be at home in Norman. I think they'll win the football game against a lesser opponent in Illinois State, but I think this game's a lot closer to what people are going to originally think. Long Island at 15, Florida. Billy Napier better do better than 7-5. Billy Napier's job is on the line this season. He's got to go at least 9-3, in my opinion, to hold on to that job. He takes step one in doing that by winning this football game at home in the swamp against Long Island. Florida wins. DJ Lagway, man, a lot of pressure on his shoulders. North Dakota at Kansas State, number 17. Again, Kansas State, this is like week one where you're going to have some early games over the weekend, and then they get into like full-fledged season. So Kansas State's going to play twice during that stretch in what they're going to call week one. This time they will be at home again against North Dakota. They'll win that football game. Texas San Antonio at number 19, Texas A&M. Is there anybody in the country that does less with more than Texas A&M? All those recruiting classes, all those top 5 classes, all these kids that transfer in, and they can't do better than 8-4 in the SEC, year in, year out. I'll take Texas A&M, obviously, to win the football game, but we'll see how they do in the SEC slate. Number 9, LSU in Death Valley against number 4, Clemson, the battle of Death Valleys, right? LSU plays Death Valley, so does Clemson, just two different Death Valleys. I really like LSU. I think Garrett Nussmeier is a huge difference maker. Look, I like Cade Klubnik too for Clemson, but I think LSU, I think they go on the road. I think they beat Clemson. I think LSU is a playoff team. New Mexico at 14, Michigan. Michigan in the big house will win this game big. Arkansas Pine Bluff will head over to 23, Texas Tech. Give me the Red Raiders to win the football game. Georgia State at Ole Miss. Look, Ole Miss is going to win this game, okay? They're in Oxford. They're at home. Georgia State is a much better team than what people are going to give them credit for. They're going to go over there. They're going to play their tails off. They're going to be competitive in this game. They won't win, but they're not going to get run out of the stadium either. East Texas A&M at 16, SMU. Give me SMU. I don't know that SMU is going to repeat the success they had last year. We'll find out, but they will win this game. Northern Arizona at Arizona State. Arizona State ranked 11th. They'll be at home in Tempe. Give me Arizona State to win the football game. Virginia Tech at South Carolina. South Carolina's ranked 13th. This game is tricky because I think Virginia Tech's got a real chance to win this football game, even though it's in Columbia. I'm going to pick South Carolina here, but I'm not going to be stunned if Virginia Tech goes down there and wins. We'll find out. I'll take 13 South Carolina at home in Columbia. Notre Dame, number 6, Notre Dame at 10, Miami. Look, I'm going to tell you this right out of the gate. Miami's going to be in the college football playoff. Miami is going to win the ACC. Miami playing at Hard Rock Stadium against Notre Dame in this football game, they're going to win. And the reason for all of that is Carson Beck. Carson Beck, much maligned quarterback, transferred out of Georgia. Everybody's kind of down on him, but if we're being really, really honest, Carson Beck may be the best quarterback in the country outside of Arch Manning. So maybe the second best quarterback in the country. Miami wins this football game. In the SEC, Central Arkansas goes to Mizzou. Give me Mizzou at home. Auburn heads over to Texas to play Baylor. Man, that's a mess at Auburn. Hugh Freeze has got his hands full, and I don't think he does himself any favors. I think Baylor wins the football game. Mississippi State at Southern Miss. It's crazy that Mississippi State's going on the road to open the season to Southern Miss. Give me Mississippi State, though, to win the football game. Toledo at Kentucky. Give me the Wildcats at home in Lexington. Alabama A&M at Arkansas. Look, Sam Pittman is firmly on the hot seat. Did some things at the end of the season to kind of save his job, give himself another year. But at the end of the day, man, I don't know. I'll take Arkansas to win the game at home in Fayetteville. We'll see what they do in the SEC. Sam Pittman, what's he got to do to keep his job? 8-4, maybe? 9-3, definitely. 8-4 probably does it. In the ACC, East Carolina at NC State. This is a close football game. I'm not going to be stunned at all if East Carolina wins. I'm going to pick NC State at home, but don't be stunned. Elon at Duke. Give me the Dukies at home to win the football game. Write this down. The Kennesaw State Fighting Owls, my alma mater, will head to Wake Forest. And they will beat the Demon Deacons on the road. Kennesaw State upsets Wake Forest week one. Write it down. Georgia Tech takes a trip to play Colorado. Give me Georgia Tech. Colorado obviously lost a lot to the NFL draft. I think Georgia Tech's going to contend in the ACC. I really, really do. Give me Georgia Tech to beat Colorado. Eastern Kentucky at Louisville. Give me Louisville at home. Coastal Carolina at Virginia. Here's another big upset. Virginia at home. Coastal Carolina comes in there and beats the Cavaliers to start week one. Two huge upsets happening to ACC teams this week. Write it down. TCU at North Carolina. I think North Carolina is going to have a really good year. 8-4 is kind of where I see them. They will win at home in Chapel Hill against TCU. So give me the Tar Heels at home against the Horned Frogs for sure. In the Big 12, Jacksonville State at Central Florida. Central Florida is going to win the football game. I went to a game a few years back in the bounce house, and it was a night game. I think they were playing Villanova, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, they woodshed at Villanova. That is an awesome environment to play in, especially at night. I don't know how UCF ever loses a game there, how crazy that place gets. They will win against Jacksonville State. They've got their road cut out for them, their work cut out for them in the Big 12. In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern makes a cross-country trip to Fresno State. I think Georgia Southern wins, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. I'm expecting big things out of Statesboro this year. I think Georgia Southern has a big-time year. Maybe a big-time bowl game if everything goes right. I don't want to jinx them, but I do think there's a chance that Georgia Southern gets one of those at-large bids for the college football playoff. I'm not kidding. They're that good. Finally, some stability. Returning quarterback, returning coaching staff. A lot of key components coming back for the Eagles. I like Georgia Southern definitely to beat Fresno State, even though they're making the cross-country trip and on the road. So, yeah, those are the games this week that are happening. And, again, it's basically like a two-week stretch where you're going to have some of these teams that aren't mentioned. We mentioned Kansas State, but some of these teams are going to play twice in what they're considering week one. So we'll see how that plays out for all of these teams. It's almost here, college football, like a week and a half. A week and a half.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simon's and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, Coastal Apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simon's. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the Shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521, and online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
We ran down all the games for the extended week one of the college football season. So I'm here in a second. I'm going to tell you my top 10 teams. I disagree with the AP, several spots, several teams as well. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram, and check them out online no matter where you are in the state. Okay, so I'm going to give you my top 10, my college football top 10. We'll go from 10 to 1. Let's do that. At number 10, I like the Oregon Ducks. I've got Oregon at number 10. I think the AP's got them a little higher. I think they've got them at 7. Oregon's looking at some issues where they're trying to retool, especially a quarterback. They've got another good quarterback coming in. We'll see how that goes. But for me, Oregon at number 10. At number 9, this might be a little bit of a surprise for folks. The AP's got them ranked at 15th. I've got them inside my top 10. Number 9, I've got the Florida Gators. I think DJ Lagway is a huge difference maker for the Gators. You look at their schedule, it is brutal. It is brutal. Now, I don't think they're going to finish in the top 10. But starting out, I think they are, from what they have on their roster, a top 10 team. Because their schedule is so brutal, it's going to be tough. Billy Napier is firmly on the hot seat. They did some things toward the end of the season, like Sam Pittman at Arkansas, that warranted giving him another year to try to turn it around. And they didn't fire him because they figured that if they did, DJ Lagway would probably transfer out, and they didn't want to lose him. So I do think the Gators are going to win some games that they're not supposed to. I do think that Napier will save his job. He can't go 7-5. If he's 7-5, he's gone. 8-4, I think it's debatable, but I think that does keep him there depending on who they beat. 9-3, he's safe, completely safe at 9-3, but 7-5, definitely done. 8-4. I mean, we're talking about it. 9-3, it's not a conversation. At number 8, I like the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to finish it, well, to start at number 8. And I think they're ranked like, I don't know, like 6th or something in the country, in the AP. Yeah, I like them. I still have them in the top 10. I don't have them. And I think you'll see that when they play Miami. I think you'll see them get exposed. At number 7, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, the AP's got them at 5, and I know, you know, that my listenership, most of these folks that listen to my show, and I'm grateful for it, love the Georgia Bulldogs. That's great. I do, too. I'm a Georgia fan. Questions at quarterback, Gunnar Stockton. How good is he? What is he capable of? Is he going to be able to fill the shoes of a Carson Beck? You know, or even go back before that. Georgia's had a lot of good quarterbacks back-to-back. Stetson Bennett, of course. So the quarterback issue with Gunnar Stockton raises some questions for me. Everywhere else, Georgia's loaded. Georgia's loaded. I do think there'll be a college football playoff team, for sure. We'll see how good a quarterback play they get. That, to me, that's the only knock. At number 6, a team that doesn't have quarterback issues, which is why I have them ranked as high as I do, Cade Klubnik for Clemson. I've got Clemson at number 6, but I don't think they're going to stay there very long because I think LSU is going to come in and get them this coming week or the first week of the season. So for now, I've got Clemson ranked at number 6. At number 5, the highest ranked ACC team that I have, the team that I'm picking to win the ACC, be a college football playoff team. I don't know about winning a national championship, but, you know, getting into the college football playoff, they'll be in the conversation, and who knows what happens if you get in the tournament. The Miami Hurricanes, I have them at number 5. I think Carson Beck is a huge difference maker for the Hurricanes. Yes, they've got it. They had issues defensively last year, and if they have those same issues, they're not going to win the ACC. They got to get the defense cleaned up, at least make it reputable, respectable. You know, I think if they're a middle-of-the-road team defensively, the offense will carry them to an ACC title. That's the way I feel about it. At number 4, I think the LSU Tigers, my 4th-ranked team in the country, I think Nussmeier is a huge, huge component to their success this season. I think they're going to have a monster year. I think they're a college football playoff team. They're going to have to get by Texas at some point to win the SEC because I think Texas is not only the best team in the SEC, I think they're the best team in the country. So, but I still think they're a playoff team. Even if they don't get by Texas, I still think that LSU is a playoff team. At number 3, I told you, you know, I started looking at this and I told you earlier in the show, I didn't really know, and I've said it before, I didn't really know if Penn State was the second best team in the country, which is where the AP had them. So I started looking at it. You know what? Like with Colby Allard at quarterback, there might not be far off. So I'm taking Penn State at number 3, and they'll have an opportunity to prove themselves playing in the Big Ten. You're going to get Michigan and Illinois and Ohio State and everybody else. So we'll see what Penn State does. At number 2, I've got the Ohio State Buckeyes. Man, they were loaded last year. Really turned it on come college football playoff time. Looked far and away the best team in the country. It's a new year, though. But I will still take Ohio State at number 2. I don't think they'll be there at number 2 past week 1 because the number 1 team, in my opinion, the Texas Longhorns and Ohio State Buckeyes will play each other in week 1. So there you go. At number 10, Oregon, 9 Florida, 8 Notre Dame, 7 Georgia, 6 Clemson, 5 Miami, 4 LSU, 3 Penn State, 2 Ohio State, and 1 Texas. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA Baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family
because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia Shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
I got really long-winded in this show. We were pressed for time here in this last segment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. High school football season, week one. Season kicks off tonight. Fantastic. Or this weekend for those folks that are listening online at TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. If you're listening at one of our affiliates, man, it's the best time of the year. I'm not sure where I'm going to be tonight. It's one of two. I'm either going to be at Statesboro Southeast Bullock or I'm going to be at Camden and Brunswick High. Not sure. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for me, the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday night lights and sweet tea. All right, well, here we go. Week one of the high school football season. Let's go.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Buckle in, the high school football season kicks off now. A ton of great games around the state. The Brunswick High Pirates sail down I-95 to Kingsland to take on Camden at Chris Gilman. Southeast Bullock buzzes over to Womack Field to take on rival Statesboro. Wayne County looks to sting the Glen Academy Red Terriers between the bricks in Brunswick. And the Knights of Frederica will venture up to Savannah to take on the Savannah Blue Jackets. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.